The Shaykh, who is a true Shaykh, he takes his murids and he takes them towards Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Da'amat Barakatum explains that the true Mashayikh, who have already got connection with Allah Ta'ala, their desire is only to be by Allah Ta'ala. But they have to lower themselves and become again like ordinary to take others with them. The example Al-Hazrat gives of that, like if an aeroplane is only flying in the air, it gets a place of the aeroplane in the air, but then it's not going to benefit people. It has to come down, lower itself, come down on the runway, pick up passengers again, and it flies away again. And again it has to come down again. So the true mashayikh are like that, who love to be on top by Allah Ta'ala, but they come down, lower themselves, they make themselves, they'll joke, they'll talk, they'll live like ordinary people. But actually, they are up, right up there. Like of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when once Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in that very high position, and when he came down, and it is for that reason that after tahajjud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should take a little rest, just a little rest, make his sunnats at home, and then go for namaz again. Because he was in that very high position, and when he should come down, then he should speak to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu to come down back to become related to down to the earth again. On one such occasion he asked her, when he was still in that very high position, "Man anti, who are you?" She said, "Aisha." "Which Aisha?" "Bint Abu Quhafa." "Who was Abu Quhafa?" Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in that very high position. So he used to speak, "Kallimni ya Humaira." "Speak to me, O Humaira. Let me become used to again the year on the ground." Then he should go to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the mashayikh are those people who stay up there. But for the sake, and this is what Allah wants, they must lower themselves also. They come down and pick up more people and go. So Maulana Mansurul Haq, Bhaijaz's brother, who is now in Rustenburg, Hadrat's Khalifa, and he has got great love for Hadrat and Hadrat's mizaj. He knows the temperament of Hadrat, and his poems are also all of that nature. Jo raahi haq mein qalb ka hisab leke chalte hai. Two things. One is those who are moving in the path of haq, of the truth. That is one. And qalb ka hisab leke chalte hai, that fikr of the heart also. Not only that we are like unconsciously moving in this path, but continuously we are conscious of the condition of our heart also. Are we going towards Allah? Is Allah coming in our heart? Not only our ibadat, that is in its place. Not only that it's a month of Ramadan and tilawat of Quran Sharif, but all the time taking account. A businessman, his balance sheet will come out end of the year, but he doesn't wait then only. All the time his mind is working. In namaz also his mind. He'll go for hajj in between, also his mind is working. He'll get his son, daughter married, his mind is working. How much can I spend here? What does my business allow me? How, what profit am I making? His mind is working all the time. And that is really a person who will be successful. A businessman, if he doesn't think of his business, he forgets his business, how will his business be a success? And Ustad, for example, he has to teach kitabs. When he'll come make namaz, he made mutala of the kitab he has to teach. It's going to come naturally in his mind, whatever. Then he'll be a successful Ustad. That thing must be in you. Hazrat Maul Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, used to say, "A alim is only that person that all the time some masala is in his mind all the time. He's thinking of some masala or the other. That will be a successful person." So, there is one person in Karachi, he's known there as Mufti Achar. He's not a Mufti, he's an ordinary person, he sells achar on his bicycle. Goes to places and sells achar. But everywhere he's known as Mufti Achar. The reason for that is, anyone ask him, he looks like a Maulana, he's dressing everything, they ask him a masala, immediately he gives the masala and the correct masala. And the reason for that is he continuously studies Beheshti Zewar, finishes it one time again, finishes it again. So it's like he knows it off by heart. So he can give the masala. Not like that, Maulana. Somebody asked him that if a mouse falls in a well, how many buckets of water must be taken out? Now that is not a common masala. He didn't remember. So he asked that person, and Maulanas have studied logic, mantik. So he asked that person, what was the color of the mouse, which got nothing to do with the masala. So he said, no, I didn't ask that. He said, go find out quickly. In the meantime, he took out his kitab and checked up quickly. When he came back, whatever color he told, he was not interested in the color. He told him so many packets you must take out. But Mufti Achar is not like that. Any masala immediately he gave. So that person, dil ka hisab leke. So in tasawwuf, always the thought, am I progressing? Am I islah is being made? Am I going closer to Allah? Is Allah coming in my heart? This little, then the small things start worrying a person. That even you didn't pay attention to somebody, Allah mustn't become unhappy with me. You are walking, somebody came, was coming towards you, you just bypassed him. That also you get worried that Allah will become unhappy, He'll take away His ni'mat from me. Then the small things also. And we mustn't also, many of us reach that stage of the tasawwuf that we are worried of the small things, but our big things are still not in order. And the way we ask maafi from Allah for the small, small gunas we made, but our big, big gunas that we're not even aware which we are in. So, dilka hisab. So, rahe haq is one thing, and dilka hisab is another thing. May Allah bless us all, that inshallah we are on rahe haq. But very important, dil ka hisab bhi all the time. Wo kamraniyo ki ek kitab leke chalte hai. Though that person is moving now, when he's on rahe haq, and dil ka hisab, kamraniya, success, and kamraniyo, plural, and offices of success he's walking with. Kitabs and kitabs, whole offices and libraries full of success he's walking with, if these two things are there. Rahe haq, and alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with our mashayikh who have shown us the correct path. Now it is dilka, hisab, that we must have also. And that means fikr, all the time. That fikr must be. Not this fikr, when is Ramzan going to get finished? Or this fikr, when I'm going home again. No, the fikr, that how much am I coming closer to Allah? How much is my islah being made? Isi liye to piri unki ghairat shabab hai. It is for this reason that those that is speaking about our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah for Yuzahum, that it is for this reason that Hazrat is over 80 years old, but youngsters are envying Hazrat. In every way, Hazrat's looks also at this age, youngsters envy Hazrat what looks Allah has blessed him with. And that is not the important thing, but his stamina and his health, and his energy, etc. And that is also not the more important, but the ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. That what connection he has got. That young people, they have got a lot of josh, but they admire this person in his old age. Wo dil mein apne khaliq ke shabab leke chalte hai. And the reason for that, in his heart, he's got the creator of youth. Of this youth and the energy of youth and the determination of youth and what youth do. He is walking with the creator in his heart. If Allah is in the heart, not only khalik-e shabab, khalik-e husn, khalik-e quwwat, khalik-e jamal, khalik-e whatever, Allah is the creator of everything. If you have found Allah in your heart, the whole world is in your heart. The world is so tiny. What is the world? The world is absolutely nothing. If we think of the world, for example, every individual thinks of himself very, very important also. And why didn't he make me salam? Why isn't he fulfilling? Wife is not fulfilling my rights. Husband is not fulfilling my rights. These people are making zulam on me. What is one individual's haysiyat? What is his position? If we just analyze it a little bit, there are seven continents and seven seas. And seven seas are two-thirds of the world. The seven continents, one-third, roughly. So take out, you're not part of that seven seas. So two-thirds, and this whole world is not worth the one wing of a mosquito. A mosquito is that insect that nobody wants to keep them as pets, breed them, keep them close. Wherever you see one, you want to kill it. You get rid of them. And now not that insect which you despise of, which you dislike. Only one wing of it. What is one wing of a mosquito? And not the whole wing. Not even part of a wing. This whole world is not in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Not even part of a wing of a mosquito. So from that one wing, not the whole wing. How that is gone out is already gone out. Take out 2/3 of it, the 7 seas. Now what is left of that wing? Now the 6 continents, take out 7 continents, take out 6. Now what's left of that one wing of a mosquito? That one continent, Africa, in which we are now. Out of that, there are just over 50 countries. Take out 49, 50, 51 countries. One country, so now what's left of that wing? Of that one country, South Africa, there are 9 provinces. Take out 8 provinces. Now one province is left, Gauteng. What's left of that wing? Of this one province, Gauteng, how many cities and towns? Take all of them out, only Krugersdorp, which we are in now. Krugersdorp has got so many suburbs. Take out all the suburbs, only Azadville is left now. In Azadville, there are so many streets. Take out all the streets. We are on Bagh Street, one street. Or in Bagh Street, there are so many houses. Take out all the others, my one house in which I am living. Now, what's left of that wing of a mosquito? So my house, I'm so proud of. What is it? And in that, me as an individual in my house, one individual, what am I? But we think of ourselves so big, and we are so important. And then this whole world of ours, this is just, the world is so small compared to the sun. In the whole universe, what is this world? The world, and of that world, I'm not one bit of a mosquito also. And this whole world also, it's in the whole universe, it is so small. And then the 7 earths and the 7 skies, in front of that, this world of ours, like this one huge ring, and this one small tiny spot, that is this world in there. That is our world here, in which this whole, beneath the sky, the first sky. Under the sky is the sun, the moon, all the stars, etc. And compared to all these other planets, the earth is so small. And then 6 other skies and all, everything. So what are we? And yet we think ourselves to be so big. So Hadrat says, when you have got Khaliq, the Khaliq in your heart of everything, then you are really somebody, if you got Allah with you. And not because of you, but because of Allah. So this is the whole thing, to make a contact with Allah. And when you make contact with Allah, it's hadith Qudsi. Allah says, I don't fit into the heavens, I don't fit into the earth. The only place I fit in is qalb mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min. And a person who has found Allah, tu ek mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, everything is mine. Now your wife is yours, if Allah is yours. She'll be obedient to you, she'll show you love, she'll make khidmat. Your husband will be yours. He'll show kindness to you, he'll make love to you. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Your wife, she'll be there, but she'll be your enemy. She will be the source of your sorrow and your grief. You've got your business, if Allah is yours, your business is yours. And your business will be a source of enjoyment, pleasure, everything. But if Allah is not yours, that very business will be the cause of your destruction. Your BMW, top of the series, the latest model, your Mercedes-Benz, if Allah is yours, then it is yours. It will work in your favor. And it will give you izzat also. But if that Mercedes is not yours, if Allah is not yours, in that Mercedes, you got no value. That very car can land on top of you. That very car can destroy you also. So what is important? That we make our contact with Allah. And Allah comes into our heart. In awliya ke bu'e dil jahan ko mas karti hai. These ahlullah, they are such that the fragrance of their heart, the whole world is in a bewilderment and astonished. What fragrance is this? That what Allah has given them. Like for example, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali, who is in Ajmer, buried there. Today a lot of bid'at carry on there, but he's a great, very great buzurg. He's once suffered, and this is reported by a non-Muslim historian, William Hunter, who was a British historian when the British were there. He writes his one journey from Ajmer to Agra, and 9 million people, Hindus, who are very into those times. Today also Hindus are staunch on their religion. That time much more. 9 million accepted Islam on his one journey from Agra, just walking, just seeing him. That is the Ahlullah. That and that is also, of course, those people whom Allah has meant their hidayat. Otherwise, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, uncles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they couldn't see the beauty, the truth of Islam. And on the other hand, Bilal came from outside Abyssinia. Suhaib came from Rome. They were outsiders, but they saw the great beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen. So, when inside there is, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that you have a kawab, a meatball kawab, and it is still raw. And you eat it, you spit it out also. But when that, and Hazrat gives the example, a kawab is like a alim who has graduated. But now when he's fried, and then you see the enjoyment. The Hazrat says, by the smell of the frying of a kawab, a Hindu also became a Muslim. When he got the smell of the kawab being fried, and that smell coming, oh, if that is so delicious, the smell, then what will be the kawab and what will be Islam? So the kawab is that makes, Hazrat goes in detail in this. When Hazrat was studying, there was a Hindu who became a Muslim and who used to stutter. He couldn't speak. So one time there was some dawat and there was kawabs, and he got the taste. Hindu tasted meat for the first time. The way he enjoyed it, then he should always ask the students, and Hazrat should make his sound, how that stuttering person, that again, when is some dawat coming, in which there will be some kawabs again? He was waiting for it. So if that is so nice, so these people, what is the smell of a kawab? Ahlullah. Those people who are Ahlullah, and those who have eyes to see the Ahlullah. Al-jinsu yamilu ilal-jins. Those who have that inclination and can recognize them, what, how much they enjoy. So the fragrance of their heart, how it makes the whole world, it makes it fragrant. Jo apne dil ko rash ke sat kawab leke chalte, jo apne dil ko rash ke sat kawab leke chalte hai. Those people, that they, why wouldn't the whole world be fragrant with them? Because they have got in their heart the envy of a hundred kawabs. They are such that they, in Jannat, Allahu Akbar, of the billions of namats of Jannat, that there, we won't have to wish for food. Food will wish that this Jannati must eat me. Just like, for example, we read in Shauq al-Watan, that on the whole earth, for a mu'min, every part of the earth wishes that when this mu'min passes away, he must be buried in me. How the earth desires you, if we are true mu'minin, Allah make us, inshallah. In Jannat, a fish will come and say, please eat me. Another fish will come, please eat me. And every fish will explain its fazail, that I'm this type of a fish, I'm this type of a fish. One fish will come, I'll come one side roasted, and one side I'll come fried. You please eat me. So he say, yes, you are good. You come. And he'll eat that fish. And that the fish will be, make shukr that a Jannati ate me. Yeah, we wish I can get this kind of fish. I can get this kind of fruit. I can get that kind of meat, whatever. There the things will desire you. Allahu Akbar. What to say of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And in his barakat and sadqah, that wife whose husband is happy with her when she passes away. And that person who after making wuzu reads Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then the eight doors of Jannat, they are open for him, and every door wishes this person must come from me into Jannat. Not that we wish for Jannat, the doors of Jannat that he must enter through me. So may Allah make us like that. That is our life here in this world, short life, to make us like that. That Jannat will wish for us. And the Hurul Een, like we read first night of Ramadan, they come out in the centers of the bell, of the balconies of, and the, of the palaces of Jannat, and they making dua, who is there that Allah will make the nikah to us? Imagine, yeah, if any woman have to tell any of us that I want you, what will happen to us? But there, the Hurul Een are calling out, Allah give us that iman on hadith. That undoubtedly, and we make our, we keep rozas, we don't only stay hungry, but we keep rozas, that means we stay away from all sin, and we may adorn our rozas with tilawat, with dhikr, with dua, and no dirt and filth on our rozas of gunas, etc. Then for those people, the Hurul Een are calling out for them. Yeah. جب ہی تو کافر آئے دین پہ صرف چہرہ دیکھ کر. The حضرت when حضرت came here, حضرت went to Idris Hatur and his cash and carry jumbo. First it was something jumbo it was. Now it's Africa. Then one person working there just saw Hazrat and he accepted Islam. When we went to Mozambique, Maputo, from the one person, a driver of Maulana Nazir, he came also because we are quite a few people, so quite a few vehicles. When he saw Hazrat at the airport, by the time we went to the place, to the house, he said, I want to accept Islam. So when we have got that in us, today unfortunately, sadly, people look like us, and they run away from Islam. And even, how many people say, I don't want to be a Muslim now? Or our wives are not happy with us. In our house we don't stay right. Wife is not happy. And how many say, I don't want to marry a Maulana? The worst, to marry a Maulana. Whereas, to be a Maulana, how much more? To be a Hafiz, people, how many, they feel so bad treatment they get. They say, the divorce took place, I'll never marry a Maulana again. And they rather prefer other people. That should not be the case. If we have got this deen in us, and that kawab of ours, which is raw, if it gets fried, and the smells, from the smell, what they're eating, what will be? What enjoyment there will be. وہ اپنی خاموشی میں بھی خطاب لے کے چلتے ہیں. When they are quiet also, what a bayan they are making, their quietness. They're not speaking is such a zabardast, such a great bayan. People get impressed. Just their way of walking. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, put two alims in front of me. And they don't walk, they don't talk, walk, they don't do anything. Just sitting. In 5 minutes I can tell you whose tarbiyat is made and whose tarbiyat is not made. Just by their sitting and their expression on their faces and on the face, everything, I can tell you. Hey? And this doesn't mean that you got some karamat, you got some kash. This is just a natural thing. Like a motor mechanic, you take his car, he walks around to the back, he looks at the exhaust and he tells you your rings are gone. You have to change your rings. Now you think he's a big buzur, he's got a kash, that he looks at the exhaust and he can tell you the inside of the engine, that your rings are finished. No, it's a natural thing, the signs are so clear. Or he takes your car for a drive, he tells you your wheel bearings are gone. He tells you your alignment is out. He just one round, these things are straightforward. So those who are in that field, they can easily see. So those who are in the field of the tasawwuf can easily make out a person which level he is. And there is nothing to do with kash. It is the clear signs which are outside. Tasawwur hai butame jo khuda se bhi hai be khabar. Those people, just in the thoughts of these filthy, dirty women of the street, and they are unmindful of Allah. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh explains, once when Hazrat was in India, they were traveling in the bus, they were sitting on the back seats, and one Hindu 90-year-old man sitting on the front seat. And then another girl came and sat there. And this 90-year-old man, not only his eyes open, his mouth also wide open, and gaping at this girl. The conductor told him, Kaka, ticket le lo, take your ticket. Kaka is lost. This is wo tasawwur buta mein jo khuda se bhi bekhabar hai. Kaka don't know anything what is happening. He shook him. Kaka don't know anything. He's so fast asleep, so blind and so in his dream world, just looking at that. So those people who are like that all the time in their thoughts, our namazes are like that. Our tilawat is like that. Our etikaf, we are in etikaf, and we're thinking of the filth and dirt of other women. Those people, wo dil mein apne raat din azab leke chalte hain. They are walking with azab of Allah on their heart. When a person commits adultery of the heart, it is adultery of the heart. And Allah's azab comes on that heart accordingly. And those people, wo kamraniyo ki kitab leke chalte hain. And these people, wo apne dil mein azab leke chalte. What a world of difference. This person, he can have kawabs in front of him, and he can have wonderful food, everything, the air conditioning, everything. But if the heart, Allah's azab is on the heart, then where can that person find peace? He can't find peace anywhere. He can go for a holiday. Now I think I need a break. I'm having too much heavy pressure, tension. Your break doesn't help you anything also. No resort can sort your problem. Correct your ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala and then see what you will get. farebhe bhuta ka ish sarbasar. It is a great deception. It is a total deception, complete deception, this love of this of this street woman, of other woman besides your wife, and you have any contact with them, whatever, whichever level, thinking, your eyes, your contact with them, it is just a great deception. Wo saath apne husn ka sarab leke chalte hai. They are just walking with a mirage of beauty. Like when you're traveling on a long road, and you see in the distance there is water, and you are very thirsty, and you think, well, I'll get water there, just let me speed up. When you come there, it's gone further. You come there, it's gone further. It's nowhere. If you want water, come back to the city again. Open one tap and the water will flow again. The city is the city of Medina. And our progress is not going front, is going back 1400 years. When we go back to the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you get that water, see how it will quench your thirst. And in front you think, my problems will be sorted out. There at the horizon, the sky meets the earth. Let me go there, my problem will be solved. I'm earning 10,000 rand. If I get 2,000 more, I'm toying and I'm striking. I must get another 500, 600 rand. Then my water and lights will be paid. Then my dish will come out. The minute you get that, then it's another thing. And you think that now I will make ends meet. Like the earth meeting the sky meeting the earth. As you go, you'll go the whole world round. You'll find the earth does not meet the sky. And your needs will not be fulfilled. You have to control that. So you can carry on and on, but you won't get anything from that. It is, you have to come back to the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khuda ki hosh mandi ka nasha ho jis sharab mein. Yeah, it's again two beautiful things Maulana has put together. The sharab of Allah, the drink of the love of Allah. And a leaker, wine, makes you drunk. You don't know what is happening. But he joined with it, hosh mandi. That in that drink, you are still in your hosh. That you love, your love of Allah. And one is, even in this field, you have a majzoob. A majzoob is totally lost in the love of Allah. And he is marfu'ul kalam. He is not responsible for his actions. And they speak also many wrong things, but they are excused. Those muftis who understand that this is a majzoob, they don't give kufr fatwas on them. That these people are excused, they talk funny things, etc. But they're in the deep love of Allah. But, and don't ever make a majzoob your sheikh also. It's not jais to become murid to a majzoob. His life is a different. But those ulama, and we are blessed with that. All our great ulama, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah, all our buzurgs, now presently also all our buzurgs, they have got that hosh mandi and they got that sharab of the love of Allah. They got that love of Allah, that wine they are drinking, but they in the hosh also. They will pick up on small, small matters. This is a bidat here. This is not permissible. This is going to lead to a guna. Stop, cut this away. They got that hosh mandi. So that, khuda ki hosh mandi ka nisha, ho jis sharab mein, yehli dil to saath, wo sharab leke chalte hai. These are our buzurgs, ahlullah. Not like there are many other silsilas of tasawwuf in the world. Go to various parts of the world and you'll see so many wrong silsilas. What funny, funny things they are doing. And all that in the name of tasawwuf. Our good friend, Maulana Saeed in Lilongwe, once when we went there, he said that he got a free ticket to go to a tasawwuf conference in Libya. And so he thought, free ticket, we'll see Libya, the country also, why don't take the opportunity? He went there, but what he found, there was tasawwuf conference, but 99% were ahle bid'at, shirkiyat, khurafat, qabar pujaris, all the wrong things, which are totally alien to Islam. And then when Maghrib namaz came, then the leader, the president of the country made Maghrib, but he made it silently. What will he read, poor man? That he's going to make Jahri namaz. He read Maghrib namaz silently. And all the TV and all the media, they're on the mimbar, they're all around him, and videos and all that they are taking. If this is the Tasawwuf conference, then forget Arab ulama, And Salafi ulama, we will be the first to say this is haram, this tasawwuf. That is not tasawwuf at all. And the poor ummah's condition, what is it? This side, Maghrib namaz was made in silently. And Haji Suleiman from Stenga, Jamaat Pastor, Kolya, Haji Suleiman Kolya, Marhum, he explained to us the first time they went to Australia, early 70s. That time there was hardly any sign of deen in Australia, in the whole world, there was a lot of weakness. Then one of the countries who sent their qaris to read in Ramzan. So there was a qari from that country and he was reading there about from 11 o'clock or so in the masjid. Zohar time came and now for namaz. Now who's going to make namaz? So there was no imam, nothing. So they put him, a qari sahab, and he made Zohar namaz jahran, loudly. And when now they're reminding him that it has to be soft, they're saying Subhanallah. And he's thinking they're encouraging me, tasjeeh. So he's reading more with josh. They're saying more Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, to remind him. And he's reading more with josh. So this is the poor ummah's condition, where we are. To baharhal, khuda ki hosh mandi ka nasha, ho jis sharab mein ye ahle dil to saath wo sharab leke chalte hain pareshan hal aur fikrmand aate hain bahut se log. This we see in the khanqa when we go to Karachi, many people who come with depression and who come very sad, and they come with different types of problems. Somebody from the wife, somebody from the boss, somebody from the tenant, all people, what problems they come with. Magar yahan se kaife la zawal leke chalte hain. But from here when they go after, and we saw this happening. And Hazrat, what a spiritual doctor Hazrat is. One majlis takes place after Fajr, Zikr majlis. In that majlis, Hazrat is not present. 11 o'clock, there is a majlis, Hazrat is there. After Asr, there is a majlis, Hazrat is there. After Isha, there is a majlis, Hazrat is there. After supper, then one majlis takes place of jokes. And Hazrat says it is for all those people who come like this with depression. And Hazrat let them say the jokes. And it's a very enjoyable, very lively majlis that takes place. And there are those people who come, who used to come on Pakistan TV, who should make jokes on there. They are also present. And then when they say their jokes, etc., and only for about 5-7 minutes. But after 40 days, we see these people who came with depression, magar yahan se kaif la zawal leke chalte hain. They go with a condition, kaif, that condition of yours, that enjoyment, and la zawal, which won't come to an end. It remains forever then. So this is to be with the man of Allah Ta'ala, wo leke chalte hain. They pick you up from the airport and they fly away with you and they go away with you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. That it not only be words, but the reality comes into us, inshallah. Just to summarize briefly, last week we had discussed the purpose and object of the month of Ramadan and what is in the Khanqa, why we are here. And this has been very properly explained in this, that we are Rahe Haq also, and that we have Hisab of the heart, that fikr also. Hadrat says, for a person to be successful in this path, there are only few things. First, you must have a chef, a guide. Somebody to guide you, tell you. Then you must have that fikr, that I must be guided. Many people become bad, no contact with the sheikh. They in their world, the sheikh is in his world. Which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, the husband is in Bombay, the wife is in Delhi, and they are making dua also all the time for a child. How can they have a child? Right? But even if they meet, perhaps I usually say that muftis may give up a fatwa that you can get married on the internet. That you make the offer, the acceptance, the witnesses are there, and you can get married. But no matter how many fatwas they give, and it can be jais also. I'm not giving the fatwa, I don't know about all that, it's not my department. But even if they give 1,000 fatwas, but a child you won't get on the internet. For that you will have to meet, even if you meet for 1 minute. And Allah makes fazal, then after 9 months you can get results. So those who don't have contact with the sheikh, and those who have proper contact with the sheikh, these are the ones that will benefit. So first, to have a sheikh. And then to have that fikr. Why you made a sheikh. That fikr must be there. That contact must be there continuously. And mashallah, there are quite a few friends who regularly keep, they stay far, phone, etc. They keep contact. Even if nothing else, just even salam. Just that contact is there. Eh? What a type of a relationship is there between husband and wife? That the wife is gone for Umrah or the husband is gone. They don't phone one another. They don't worry of one another. What is happening there? What type of a relationship is? But one is that strong relationship. So that is that fikr a person have. And then dhikr. When you are not with your sheikh, then you carry on with your ma'mulats. Do your ma'mulats regularly. These people will progress and you will reach their destination. Those who don't make a sheikh, they're not even in the path still. Eh? And it is so dangerous. Buzurg's words are, that person who hasn't got a sheikh, shaitan in nafs is his sheikh. They will lead him. Even they will let you make lot of ibadat and with riya all the time. What is the use of that? Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh gives such a beautiful example. He says, we drink tea, we enjoy tea, but take four lessons from drinking tea also. The one lesson is that this tea which is in this cup, first it was just plain water. Its name was water. The price, water got no price, free of charge you give one another water. And the other meaning is also you can never pay for one drop of water also. And then the effect of water also that it cools you down. It cools you down. So water, the name is water. The price, there is no price. It brings you down. And the effect of it, it brings you down. So that is water. But that water, that same water, when it just stayed 2-3 minutes in the company of tea leaves, now it changed. Now no more water the name. Now its name is tea. Now the price also has changed. Tea, even black tea, you don't get free. You have to pay for it. 7-8 rand, whatever, 10 rand, whatever the price might be. The effect has changed also. Now the effect has become that water, a tea picks you up. Water brings you down. And the fourth thing of water, no color, colorless. Completely clear, pure water. Now it has become black. And that is the point I wanted to show here, that when as long as a person hasn't got a peer, a sheikh, and no contact, it's just by name he's got a sheikh, and just that I'm so-and-so's murid or something, or even khilafat, that I got khilafat, that you become like that water, and you think I'm clean. But when you make contact with your sheikh and hot company, that water won't become tea if you put it in cold water. The tea leaves, you put in cold water, no change will come. But hot water, boiling water, then 2-3 minutes and see what tea you will get. Nice hot tea, which is a karak tea, and it's little masala tea also. Then the tea changes, now it becomes that tea. So those who don't have a sheikh, or they got a sheikh only by name, the sheikh is only there for barakat, or many places only for ta'weez, or only for du'as. When we got a problem, then we phone sheikh, make du'a for this. But otherwise, sheikh is not in our life. And sheikh, the teachings, that the way to Allah Ta'ala, that is where what the mashayikh are truly. Not only that you make zikr also, but your path, you are walking towards Allah. That must be in your life all the time. So as long as a person hasn't got a sheikh, or he got a sheikh, but just by name, he's like clear water. He thinks I'm Junaid of the time, and I'm Rumi of the time. There is nobody like me. He just make 2 rakats extra namaz, or he just managed to get up tahajjud 2-3 days, and he thinks that since 20 years I'm making tahajjud. Shaitan puts in your mind, one nafil roza he kept, every day I keep rozas, every week I keep, the way shaitan plays with a person, and you think there's nobody like me. But when you come in the sheikh's company, now you see actually I'm black, my niyat is not even correct, I haven't got ikhlas also, my istinja also is not correct. I was thinking I'm so pious that when I travel, how I smile with the air hostess, now I realize I was in haram all the time. I didn't have permission to even talk with her. But now every time, apa in PIA, apa ye liao, apa liao, phir paape khane parte hai. That when she'll give you one slap or she'll report you, this man is interfering with me, then you'll realize where you are. So you think you are clear water and there's no buzurg like you. But when you come in the company of a true sheikh and he analyzes you, then you realize. And alhamdulillah, only by Allah's fazal, our shaykh's barakat, how many of our friends say, now we realize where we are. We thought we were right, we were pious, we thought we were something. Alim also realizes, I still have to start from alif ba'ata'atha. In this field, that ilm nabuwat I got, but in this field, I haven't started alif ba'ata'atha still. So that is now what happens when the shaykh's. But that tea that is made is still not finished. Now the shaykh will make effort, and now he'll make his islah. Now milk will come in that tea. Now the tea will become white, and still it's not finished. Now the shaykh will correct his muamalat, business dealings also, and his akhlaq, character also. Now he'll become humble in front of his wife, sweet in front of his wife, be kind and compassionate with her, no more all that swearing and shouting and all that. Now the sugar the shaykh will put. But when the sugar is in, it's still not sufficient. It has to be stirred. And you can't stir it with a straw and with a little twig. You need a steel spoon. And when you stir it, you'll get that sounds coming. Like the panel beater taking out the last dents from the car. And then he makes it like a Japanese reconditioned car. Brand new car now. And it looks like a brand new car and at a very cheap price. Japanese cars reconditioned you get very cheap. Though they're not permitted in South Africa, but you get them at a fraction of the price. But like a brand new car, you become reconditioned. Now when you go back to your wife, she says, just like in this world Allah will give you that naqsha and that scenario of Jannah. When in Jannah the people, the man of Jannah, on the day there will be no days, but in calculation the day which will be Friday, they will go and meet Allah, a special meeting. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Yeah, in this world Quran Sharif makes us mad. Hey, when the Quran Sharif and when the reader, and if it is such a gathering, and if it is a gathering of Ahlullah, the Anwarat and the Barakat, and Quran Sharif is recited, how a person... Like Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, Damat Barakatu explained, once when Jamal Abdul Nasser was going to Russia, he told Sheikh Abdul Basit, marhum, to get ready also. So Sheikh Abdul Basit said, where am I going? Russia, atheist there. If I go to a Muslim country, they'll appreciate where the atheists are going to. But the president has ordered me, he got ready, he went. Then when they sat in their parliament to have the discussion, he asked him first to recite Quran Sharif. When he recited, and of course, Sheikh Abdul Basit is a legend in Qirat, what Allah had blessed him with. When he recited, all of them tears were flowing from, just like it appears, the Abyssinian king, Najashi, how when he heard Quran Sharif, he was a non-Muslim, a Christian, but tears just came to his eyes. This is what Quran Sharif is. And the Quran Sharif is not the creation of Allah. It is a sifat of Allah. And when Allah is going to make tilawat, and in Jannat Allah is going to make tilawat, and in the majlis, or special majlis of Allah Ta'ala, in that Allah, special jalsa for qiraat jalsa of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is going to make tilawat, may Allah grant us all that. And we certain, not one person of us who we even know distantly, who are Muslims, nobody must be left out. All of us, we must be there. How, yeah, in this world, even a person who is a distant person, but whenever you meet him, you feel so happy you see him. May Allah put us all there, and we go to this majlis there. And then by the tilawat of Allah Ta'ala, like water, when it rains, water comes down, then it evaporates again. Clouds are formed, and then it falls down again. By Allah's tilawat, this vapor will go up. Clouds will form, and that vapor will rain on the people of Jannat, of that majlis. And if their beauty will enhance so much, their physical power will enhance so much. There you won't need Viagra, or you won't need anything in Jannat to boost you again. All the time, these things will be boosting you and keeping you. What won't you be there? What is temporary world? Like Khaja Sahib said, that you made love to this dunya. Wow, what a cheese you found to make love to. To this world, Jannat is the thing to make love. That life, to be with Allah Ta'ala. So there when a person will be, and now the beauty of his, and his physical strength will have increased, his beauty in every way, when he'll go back to his palace, to his place in Jannat, his wife will see him, she'll say, you're not my husband. He say, I'm your husband. Yeah, it is properly my address. Like, who is that Sahabi or Tabi who went for 28 years, and then he came back, Farooq, Ji, that when he came back, the son told, "Who, where you came here?" Eh? But that was his right house. When we'll go there, your wife will say, "No, you had a, you'll prove I'm there." But you weren't so handsome. He'll say, "Why is it that I won't be so handsome after I went in the majlis of my Allah? And Allah made tilawat of Quran Sharif. And that fell on me, that vapor. Why won't it be?" And he'll say, "But you not my wife also. Which woman came here in my palace?" She'll say, "I'm your wife." He said, "When I left, you were not so beautiful. Now your beauty has increased so much. And that is not the Hurul Een, your wife of dunya. Hey, may Allah let us make effort of, on our wives also, that they also become, they become also righteous and pious." Eh? Everyone makes a lot of effort. One person, he was asked that, "How many brothers, sisters are you?" He said, 18. So I asked, "What work your father does?" He said, "Only does this work." So some people only do this work here, but there's other work also. Make them to make namaz also, tilawat also, zikr also. That effort also we have to do. So he'll say that those women of ours of dunya, when they will be there in Jannat and they will see, then they will be so beautiful. Then he'll ask why. They'll say that, "Why won't we be so beautiful? When the wind of Muthira blows from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, by the effect of that wind, yeah, dunya's wind, now you need what sun lotion they put. So you don't get sun burned, and you have to do this and you have to do that." So worried they are. But there, by the effect of that wind, their beauty will increase. Their health will increase. What will be that life there? Where no worry. Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, no husband will have to go to the shop to job, and no wife will have to go to the kitchen to make chicken. You won't have to go to the kitchen to make chicken. You'll just be sitting there. And your servants there, that the young people will be looking like pearls, they will come and serve you. Eh? Wherever you are, Allahu Akbar, you go for a holiday, and then these like goblets, they will be serving you. And the Hurul Een will be the maids of Jannat. And what is the beauty of the Hurul Een? When the maids are so beautiful, when your wife will be million times beautiful, you will never look at the maids then. Yeah, in this world, how many people, Allah save us all and forgive us, get involved with the maids in the house? Eh? Where is your wife and what is the maid? But yeah, how many people get involved with the maids? But in Jannat, the Hurul Een will be the maids, and you won't get involved. You just for pleasure and enjoyment, they will be there. But your wife will be so beautiful, way you look at anyone else. So may Allah tabarak, this wonderful beauties Allah Ta'ala will give us. So anyway, so this month is to achieve that closeness with Allah. And our Jannat is here. That Jannat will come. But the real Jannat is here already. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who makes khawf of Allah, stays away from guna, Allah promises him two jannats. Allama Alusi in Ruhul Maani has given 10 tafsirs of what two jannats are. And the last tafsir he likes the best, that is like his decision. And that he says, قَالَ السُّفِيَ فِي تَفْسِيرِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. The Sufis have made tafsir. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, give the Sufis also a chance to make tafsir. Not only the Mufassireen, the Sufis also. And what a tafsir that Mufti-e-Baghdad, Allama Alusi, Mufassir-e-Quran, Mufti-e-Baghdad, he chooses their tafsir to be the best tafsir. And what is that? Jannatun fi dunya. One jannat in dunya already, the two jannats, one is here, be huduril mawla, just that you're thinking of your Allah. Allahu Akbar, just the thoughts of Allah, that my Allah, the jamal of Allah, how beautiful Allah is. Any beautiful scenery, whatever we think, beautiful woman, scenery, who is the creator? And all the beauty of the world is not a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of the fraction of Allah's beauty. What will be Allah's beauty? And the kamal of Allah, the perfection of Allah. If a person thinks, Allahu Akbar, ask any doctor or more than a doctor, those doctors who do with bones, that just a simple bone here, how they fit in one another. When we eat sometimes our mutton or chicken, then don't just eat, but see that bones, how they fitted properly into one another. Not the gouda which comes in the bone, but slimy thing on the bones. Hey, what a greasing Allah has made for the bones to keep on moving whole life. Yeah, our joints of the car need oiling and greasing. Every now and then, Allah has made this system whole life. And how many joints? 360 in the body. If you just take, for example, one joint, this elbow joint. If this was not here and your hand was straight like this, all these joints are perfect on the fingers. And you take the food on your fingers, in your fingers. You try your best to bring the food to your mouth. Or try your best to take your mouth to your food. You'll never succeed. And if you think I'm just making drama, I'm just bluffing you, then you try it out now if you are not shy. And if you are shy, then go and try it out at home. Or those who are in i'tikaf in their rooms. But you go home, then do it in the bathroom. And put the light off. Otherwise, you'll do it in your wife. She'll say, what bayan this my husband heard? What's wrong with my husband today? He's gone mad or something. What's he doing this year? So do it quietly and put the light off. She might peep from the keyhole. That what are you doing today in the bathroom here? So then you try. You'll never succeed. Just one joint of the elbow. And 360 joints. Allah save us. When a person starts having arthritis and having gout, and then he has all this point, polio and back the spine, some Allah save us all, then you make qadr of Allah's ni'mat. What Allah's ni'mat, Allah. So when you think of the kamal of Allah, how perfect and the greatest place to see Allah is you yourself, O insan. How Allah has made you. Outside there are billions. وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. Those whose eyes of the heart are not open, they pass through billions of Allah's signs everywhere, but they pay no attention. So much so that our eyelid, we don't think of it as a ni'mat, and that it blinks all the time. We don't think it is clearing up the eyes all the time, taking out the dirt. The eyelid, which is right in front of the eyes, and which touches the eyes, but we don't see Allah in that eyelid. One person who met up with an accident, and in the accident he lost his eyelids. And then the dust that accumulated, and 50-100 times a day he had to have his eyes washed. Then finally he had to put artificial eyelids. So these eyelids which are working, and they are blinking, they're blinking all the time. And it's just natural, everyone's eyes have to be blinking all the time. What a ni'mat, it's right in front of our eyes, but we don't see Allah in it. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Of Allah, you are manifest, you are everywhere, but you are in 1,000 veils. To baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. But those whose eyes of the heart are open, Allah is in ghaib. But they see Allah everywhere. Wherever they see. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. My eyes, I don't look around to anything, anyone in the world now. Nobody is in my eyes now. Mehwa hayrat khara ho, husn ke jalwa haga mein. I'm standing astonished in the beauty parlor of Allah, Allah's qudrat. What Allah, when you see the sea, the sun rise on the sea. In Malawi, people from the world come and see the sun set and the sun rise, the sun set particularly. It is just like the tropica, the sunset, like that, how the sun sets there. Whose qudrat is this? You go, mountains, what beautiful. Seas, what beautiful. Dams, what beautiful. Everything, what beautiful. How Allah Ta'ala has made everything. One poem Allah blessed me with, but Hazrat took me to task for it. Hazrat said, say that poem, what is it? So I said, there is no beauty in red lips and in rosy cheeks. There is no beauty in sparkling waters of dams and rivers. This is all your beauty that is reflected. Allah's beauty. So Allah, Hazrat said, but where is fanayat in it? That is part of the poem. That this is all going to get finished. That this dunya's beauty, it's right to that extent. But then you have to show in your poem that this is all going to get finished. So no matter what beauty, Allah's beauty is la zawad. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Everything will come to an end of this world. So Allah's kamal, Allah Ta'ala's jamal, Allah Ta'ala's nawal, what favors upon us. Allahu Akbar. What favors that we are not fit for a single thing, and Allah blesses us with what ni'mats all the time. What gunas haven't we committed? Allah should take us to task. We should have no respect. Our eyes should be taken away. Our back should have been broken. Our leg should have been broken. Nothing. But Allah still favors us with ni'mats upon. Allah is so kind. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum. Allah has bought from the mu'mineen their bodies, nafs, And what is nafs? Ammara bisu. And what is this nafs that teaches you? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. All the evil in this nafs. Allah bought useless things. اشْتَرَى أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنْفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَ. And their maal. What is our wealth also? What kind of wealth is ours? But Allah has bought that. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. In return, Allah gave Jannah. Allah Ma'alusi rahmatullahi alayhi in Ruh al-Ma'ani says, Allah Ta'ala bought pur aib, things which are full of faults. And in return, Allah gave bay'aib jannat. Jannat in which there is no fault. What Allah bought from us, that He would like in that one poem, غالبي برجازبا اي مشتري شايدر درماندگا راواخري غالبي برجازبا اي مشتري. My buyer mushtari, who is buying me, and he's ghalib. In an auction, people are offering 20, 50 rand, 100, 200, 5,000, going up. Allah is that person who is buying, who will outdo everyone. He is ghalib in the buying. And he bought me. And Hazrat explains this, buying is like the person who's selling fruit and vegetable on the street corner. He's got the best fruit, vegetable he sold in the day. Now 5 o'clock in the evening, when he has to finish up, only the things that had were rotten and that had marks on them and that are withered, that are no value. But now some buyer comes and he says, I'm buying this and I'm paying 10 times the price. That person will go mad. Where do you get a buyer like that? These things which I was going to throw to the goats now and to the fowls and to the animals who got no value, and he's paying me. Allah is that buyer. That when you are so useless, you are nothing, no value, Allah bought you and He gave Jannat to you. He bought this rubbish from you and He gave you what Jannat? غالبي برجازبا اي مشتري شايدر درماندگا راو آخري. I got hope when you're making your zikr, Allah, Allah, that Allah will buy me also over. I'm so useless, I am nothing. This muraqabah in zikr is very important. Then in a little while, and inshallah towards the end of Ramadan, if Allah gives tawfiq, we'll explain the muraqabahs of zikr, which are so important. So that what you call it, then one sitting of zikr, Wallah takes you from the ground to the seven heavens and above. Far above that also. There one poem, Nazar wo hai, jo is kono makan se paar ho jaye, lekin jab wo rukhe taaba par pare, to bekar ho jaye. What is that nazar? La ilaha, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. Mishkat Sharif's riwayat. That mishkat, that no matter how you can surround La ilaha illallah with the strongest fortify, it will just pass through. And it only stops at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And when your la ilaha reaches there, this muraqabah is also very important. That now your contact has been made. Mas ho gaya, touch. Your la ilaha illallah has touched there. Laysa la hijab dun Allah. Now from Allah's arsh, wa fis samai rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. In the heavens are your rosy and everything. What's it in 14 supara? Same meaning? Anyway, so from now, from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, a light, a beautiful sutun, noor of noor, is now directed on you and on your heart. And now the khazain, the treasures of Jannat, that is a big storeroom, are coming in your store, small storeroom of your heart. Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the hearts of our locks or with your zikr. That what you have pulled and it is in your heart now. And what must you take from there? When you got that treasure, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, if the president of the country, somebody is selling fruit, vegetable on the street corner, and he steals one potato and puts it in his pocket. The president of the country, he steals a potato, one tomato from that. Who can believe? When Allah's treasures are open, don't take one potato and one tomato from there. Don't take that, I want my house to be extended and I want a new car. No problem, but take from there Allah's marifat. Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Durood Sharif. Those are the treasures to take. Love of Akhirat. Don't ask for this small little dunya. It's like you're taking one potato that's also all withered, finished. And a withered potato, how it looks also. Like somebody's face. If it looks like a withered potato. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning or you're very tired, how your face looks. Or like a tomato that is all disfigured and discolored. What you taking when you open the doors of Jannat? and you open the doors of the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ, then take those treasures from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah make this Ramzan for us like that. This Ramzan is like that, Ramadan and the month and the Quran Sharif, two great treasures Allah has given us. Let us fulfill the rites of Ramadan, the rites of Quran Sharif, and then see, Eid, that will be Eid. Eid won't be just that I'm going home again. Eid won't be that I'm just going to have biryani tomorrow. We're going to meet the family, that you meet Allah Ta'ala. And you get the ni'mats of Jannat in this dunya. That is what is Eid for a person. His islah is made. His akhlaq has become better. He goes into the rest of the year, the rest of his life, in that better. That is why. Don't waste our time. May Allah make fazl upon us. We spend our time correctly, and Allah give us these treasures, inshallah. That is what is the object of this month of Ramadan and the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill the rites, inshallah. Safwan came? Not yet. Where is Safwan today? What did you say? Safwan from Meritzwa? It's not yet. Okay, no problem. Briefly, bayat is sunnat, it's not faraz. But the purpose of that is one's islah, and that is faraz. And this is a great means to achieve that. And no matter which person, wherever he has reached, he still has to make more islah. Maulana mashallah, he's a Maulana, Abrar, and he's the son of the Imam of Masjid Umar, mashallah, Maulana Ghulam Sahib, and mashallah, doing lot deen's work. But a person, there is no end to progress all the time. And then when the heart, islah is made, heart is clean, then a person gets the ma'rifat of Allah. And more than ma'rifat, the muhabbat of Allah. And when a person has found Allah, he has found everything. Everything he's got when he's found Allah. So this bayat is for that purpose. So that we must keep in mind. As we move along, we move in that direction, inshallah. Maulana has spent how many? 3, 4 Ramzans here? Third Ramzan. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the Jamaat in the Masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If Zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If Hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj. If Jihad becomes compulsory, to take part in Jihad. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiyah, and the silsila of the Qadiriyah, and the silsila of the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, grant me tawbatan nasuha, and grant me and accept my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha, wa ta'afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. I accept, inshallah. Jo karna hai maulana, tilawat of Quran Sharif daily, and one tasbih 100 times, la ilaha illallah, and 100 times Allah. After the first la ilaha illallah, complete the kalima Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jaise karte hain, and the ashar, read the ashar, it helps tremendously. And after the first Allah, jalla jalaluhu. And then complete 100, inshallah. Or ta'alluq rakhe, inshallah. Ayy, Mawla Ahmed.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آت پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آت پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت الذي كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت الذي كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا فإنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتمم علينا بنعمتك، وأسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك حب الأشياء إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت، ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا راد لما قضيت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد، إنك على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, most beneficial, most merciful, most beloved Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this beautiful month of Ramadan, give us complete forgiveness, Ya Allah. Forgiveness of all our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive all those people who have passed on before us, Ya Allah. Make their covers a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Islam, Ya Allah. Complete and true Iman in Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the teachings of our Shaykh that we have heard in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, bring it into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the love of Sunnah, Ya Allah. Grant us tawfiq to act on every Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, this love of yours that is in the heart of our Shaykh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread it into our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, elevate the status of our Shaykh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him complete afiyat and izzat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him complete rahat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him the best of deen, the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, grant us also the best of deen, the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, grant this best of deen and dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah, to all the Muslims, Ya Allah, to all our asatiza, to all those people from whom we have benefited, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not die without your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, before the time of death comes, Ya Allah, bless us with shahadat, Ya Allah. Complete shahadat in the condition that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you of your rida, Ya Allah, of your happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you of all the goodness which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked. We seek protection from you from all that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.